Chapman Jones has been coming to commissioners meetings for a long time, good many years, even before he kind of became our unofficial official chaplain here. But he was attending the commissioners meetings, and you know, sometimes there's folks that complain about things, and it wasn't even somebody from Brazos County. It was like we got a form letter that was complaining about, you know, having prayer in commissioners meeting. And at that time, the commissioners and the county judge were all doing the prayer. And, you know, our attorneys kind of took a look at it, and we felt like it would probably be better if we had somebody from outside the court, you know, actually lead the prayer. Chaplain Jones was already attending, and we went and talked to him, and he said, I'd be honored to serve as chaplain for the commissioner's court. And so he began to do it, and, I mean, he's been here. I mean, he nearly had to be sick or you know, off somewhere, or he was here, you know. So he's been a good friend to the court, and we've enjoyed him, and we're going to miss him. We really are. I mean.
And I just talked to Wayne Dickey. I had not realized that he had been going to the jail for more than 30 years.
Yeah, he's been involved in a lot of things in the community, and I really don't know why he started coming to commissioner's court, but he did, you know, and he was just here every Tuesday. And I think he's been involved in City of Bryan, a lot of their things, planning and zoning too, you know, I think. So he's just a community guy.